Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. Down to Biscay.
Yikes. 5 on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome in to Starting 9 on the 5 Reasons YouTube channel. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at 5 Reasons Sports. Got a special guest today, my co-host on 5 on the Floor, Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. Before we get to today's topic, I want to talk to you about my sponsors. We've got All Pro Construction Builders. My friend Danny woke me up with a text at 7:45 this morning. Good to hear from you, Danny. Here's the thing. You should wake him up with a text or a call, because we know that storms are always around the corner in South Florida. You get those storm windows. Get those storm doors. Don't screw around with this. We know the name storms are coming starting in August. So reach out to All Pro Construction Builders. They're based in Dade County, but they can service Monroe and Broward counties as well. They use quality products, locally made products. Quality is their specialty. They can also do the renovations on your property as well. So reach out to a fully licensed building contractor. It's 305-484-4429. 305-484-4429. AllProConstructionBuilders.com or AllProConstructionBuilders on Instagram. And our friend Danny, he's a huge Miami Heat fan. Also, another huge Miami Heat fan, our guy Mark Dela Cruz. You can find him at You Break Wheel Fix. That's YouBreakWheelFix.com. There's the phone number, 305-748-0112. Your complete wheel solution. They do everything there. They do the refinishing. They do the repairs. We know, again, speaking of South Florida, the roads aren't so great down here. So reach out to YouBreakWheelFix.com. Get them done. Mention 5 Reasons. You get a discount on your overall order. Same applies for All Pro Construction Builders, by the way. And you get a free estimate here as well. So reach out to Mark. Great dude. They're in North Miami. They'll take care of everything for you. And if you want the fancy stuff, get the heat colors. Get the heat colors. You can do that on your wheels at YouBreakWheelFix.com. Again, it's 305-748-0112. And that's a U, the letter U, at the start. All right, let's get to it. And first, a quick recap of last night, but I know that you did a lot of this on the podcast. I listened on my way home at about 1:30 in the morning. Miami Heat are now up 3-0 in their Eastern Conference Finals. We repeat, they are up 3-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. ESPN Analytics still does not have them winning this series, however. In fact, once the series is over, they will still have the Celtics winning chance to win the series. I put this on our off-the-floor feed last night, Greg. I was in the locker room, and for those who don't understand kind of how this works during the playoffs, we do get a credential to the locker room itself. Actually, Alex had one as well last night. But they don't want too many people in the locker room. So what they're doing is they're bringing the players out, and of course they do this for NBA TV and everything. So Jimmy didn't end up speaking last night from what he didn't speak in the locker room. We kind of knew that when we came in, but Bam's in the locker room, but he's not really doing interviews because he's being brought out. So it's made clear, okay, Bam, Gabe, Caleb, they're going to be in the interview room. So basically pretty much leave them alone in terms of the cameras in here, right? But, you know, I don't leave anybody alone. So I'm standing next to Bam and I just, I guess you guys are not at 3% anymore. And he says, nah, maybe next time we'll be at 10% to win the series. And then Kyle hears the conversation because we were talking to Kyle in the locker room because he wasn't going out to the podium. It's everybody was waiting on Kyle, and Kyle goes, no, maybe we'll be at 22% this time. And they both at the same time pretty much said, we like it like this. And they do like it like this. And we've talked about this since the beginning of the postseason. Eric Spoelstra likes it like this. He's now about to get his second coach fired in the postseason, and it seems like Tibbs is on the edge. The only guy he's not going to get is the guy that he faces in the finals. That guy's not getting fired, Mike Malone. But it looks like he's going to get 2 out of 3. So I just your quick thoughts on where they are before we go forward to the topic of the day, which is Tyler Hero.
I can't believe where they are. And it's so exciting. And it's completely flipped the script on what I was calling one of the more disappointing seasons in Miami Heat history from a fan perspective. And just, I guess, expectations alone made it a disappointing year, and it has completely changed. Now it's one of the most incredible seasons that the Heat have ever had. And just that variance is still hard to reconcile, and I'm still trying to figure out how to even quantify it. You hear us on the post-game shows and we're like, we don't really understand how this is happening, but we're going to continue to talk about it. I'm just elated that it's happened this way. It's taught me why they always try to play to win, because like things like this can happen. And so I just think it's great for the city that the Panthers and the Heat are both giving everyone something to root for. You know, a deep runs by both teams is just awesome.
Yeah, I do want to mention the Panthers here before we go forward, because my original thought on this episode was to combine the two of them. We'll do more Panthers as we go forward. Everybody should check out Alex Baumgartner's article about how the stars have come out for the Panthers. The thing I like about it the best with the Heat and the Panthers right now, other than the fact that the league's finally got it right and scheduled them on opposite days, which has been terrific, is that when the Heat would have a run like this in the past, like it would overshadow everything else. Like there could be a concern that like nobody would pay attention to the Panthers. It's actually the opposite. The Heat are kind of dragging the Panthers into the spotlight right now. It's like the off day thing for Heat fans. And I put up a thread yesterday, and eventually I will get to this on Starting Five. Just, you know, those who are mostly Heat and Dolphin fans in this town, and are they getting caught up in the Panther run? And it's an amazing thread. Yeah, it's just an amazing thread. Like, it's everybody talking about how they got to learn the rules and icing and offsides completely caught up. Now, for me, it's a little different because I grew up in Long Island as a kid, and my number one team was the Islanders. Like, I grew up during their Stanley Cup runs. They won 4 straight. And then all of those guys, when they were retired and old men, ended up working for the Panthers. Bill Torrey ran the Panthers. Dennis Poppin was broadcaster for the Panthers. The Sutter brothers. Everybody was – well, one of the Sutters was here. All of them were here. So for me, it's like, okay, hockey is like a natural thing for me. And it's like I'm just excited that everybody's into it, like in a real way. Like it's not like a fair weather way. It's like people are getting and the parallels between the two teams before we get to the Hero topic here today – are just crazy. I mean, it's not just that they were both 8 seeds, okay? The Heat literally clinched on the last possible day that they could, okay, against the Bulls. The Panthers clinched in the second to last game of the regular season.
Season, yeah.
Okay? They both ended up 8 seeds when they could have been 7 seeds. The Panthers blew their last game, which pushed them to 8, which forced them to play Boston, the best team in regular season history. And the Heat dropped from 7 to 8 in the play-in to face the Bucks, which was a team we all said they really shouldn't want to play. Beyond that, the two stars are like mirror images of each other. They're both cocky as hell. They don't care what you think, and they're both incredible in the clutch. Nobody's had more overtime playoff goals in NHL history than Matthew Tkachuk, and Jimmy Butler is doing clutch things that we haven't seen anybody do since like Michael, Kobe, Dwayne, etc. And so you have that. And then you have these redemption stories. Bobrovsky, even during the Boston series, I took my daughter to that game, and they're chanting 10 million. Panther fans are chanting that at him because his contract was such a disaster, you couldn't unload it. And then on the Heat side, you've got Lowry and Duncan Robinson, two guys that we spent the whole season trading. And you've got Lowry playing a huge role in this postseason. And Duncan, which we're going to talk about in a second, has been tremendous when he's got the minutes. And then there's the other one, which is the two really likable stars on the two teams, Barkov and Bam, both of whom have gotten been accused of being sort of not real alpha personalities, don't come through, don't perform in the playoffs like they do in the regular season. Both are great defensively in addition to offensively. Both you have to watch every day to kind of appreciate.
This is eerie.
And they're both coming through, Bam and Bar. It's just, I don't know. It's an absolutely insane story, and it goes beyond just that they were both eight seeds. It's just that they're literally the same team. Like, and it's you can even argue the Panthers might even have more star power, but they're literally the same team. So it's just been tremendous, and I recommend everybody check out that thread. But let's pivot to this topic, because we do want to do a little basketball here. I'm going to be talking to Israel Gutierrez today. We're going to do some stuff on his podcast, 4 Years of Heat, but also Izzy and I will end up riffing about this series for sure. But the hero thing, let's talk about it, because we're at that point. We appreciate that, Will. We're at that point now. Like, we don't know exactly when he's coming back, okay? But you and I both heard he's ahead of schedule medically. Nothing's really changed in that regard. Originally, when we looked at the timeline from when he had surgery, it looked like he could return kind of first week of June. Okay, maybe. All right, the finals, as far as I know, they're not getting moved up, even if the two teams both sweep the Nuggets and the Heat. I have to check on that today, but I don't believe there's a move up date.
No, so, June 1st.
June 1st, okay. So good, I can book my flight. I've already booked my hotel, so I don't want Heat fans to get upset at me about that, but the hotel had
no. It's a prudent move.
Maybe I'll book it to L.A. If it was L.A., the Heat would actually host that series. But when you look at where he is now, okay, I had heard during the Eastern Conference Finals, somebody not high level, but somebody with the Heat said, don't expect him. Just don't expect him. Like, even if he's medically ahead of schedule, don't expect him this series. And there is a bit of a perception, and I think this is somewhat unfair to Tyler, because he did try to come back last year during the playoffs when he wasn't 100%. But there have been some over time in the Heat organization have said to me, Tyler will come back when he feels 100% ready. That there are guys who will just push their way through it no matter what, no matter how they're going to perform. And there are other guys who will be a little more careful with that. I've been told over the years Tyler's one who might be a little bit more careful with that. Okay. And again, that's not pejorative. That's just what I've been told. Could be true, not true. I guess the question is this. Let's say he's medically cleared in a week. Then what do you do?
So few things that I think are, I mentioned the word prudent. I'll use it again. Prudent to us, for us to mention as we start off here. On Friday, I was told he's doing a little bit of dribbling and shooting. A little bit. Mm-hmm. He's doing full workouts without a basketball, which I think is a huge thing in order for him to just keep his wind. The Heat are keeping the attention on the team. So you're not hearing much about this kind of stuff. I think TNT got a nugget out that we've been kind of feeding things on off the floor. I suggest everyone subscribe. Mm-hmm. But it's a situation where on Friday I was told in the next 10 to 12 days, he could probably play if absolutely necessary. They're going to get a break likely here. Let's hope. Knock on wood. And I think they got to be really careful how they do this. One, because you don't want to mess up a great thing. And this team has figured out a connected continuity and they're playing well. And so you have to be careful with inserting a new player into that mix. But also, I'm going to be dead ass honest. I think that, like, you don't want to do a disservice to one of your best young players to put the target on his back, because I think some of the regular season was blamed on the switch. Like, they looked at the team, fans did. And it was the exact same team, but Tyler was starting instead of coming off the bench. So some people said that was a move that was a regression for the team. And yeah. I would just hate for him to come back in a finals, the Heat come up short, and then the blame and burden fall on him. So I think they should ease him back in. He should absolutely come off the bench, and you see how he looks. And if he looks good, you've got another shooter scorer in the arsenal. Otherwise, you keep what's going.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, maybe check the stats of the latest Miami Heat game? I've got a better idea. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I've benefited from therapy. I went through some life changes, major life events, had some difficulties, wasn't a believer in therapy, but it helped me and it can help you also. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MiamiHeat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MiamiHeat.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
First thing, I appreciate all the comments that come in here. So we do appreciate the support for sure. We're up to 13 nationally in all basketball podcasts as of this morning. That includes all the big ones, the Draymond one, Paul George. We're actually the number one local podcast.
We're ahead of Shaq.
We're ahead of Shaq. So we do appreciate that. I did not mention that to Shaq when I walked by him last night.
Good choice.
My memories of Shaq are mostly during his playoff runs. I usually was having knee surgery of some kind, and he would take my crutches and go down the hall on them. And crutch is not really usable again after Shaq has them essentially up to his knees. I'm with you on all of that. And I think it has been unfair to Tyler that has been the narrative. But it's not just the narrative with fans. It was the narrative with some inside the team about the starting lineup change. And it's one of those weird things that it wasn't Tyler's fault. And it's not like Tyler underperformed. He didn't. We've talked about the stats per 36 minutes, the shooting, some improvement on defense, an improvement certainly in his reads in terms of his ball handling, his playmaking. Like, he did not disappoint this year. That's an unfair characterization of him.
Agree.
It's just that from a fit perspective, it didn't seem to look right. It was more eye test than anything else. It looked like, again, when he was out there with Jimmy and Bam together, and especially with Kyle too, there's just too many chefs in the kitchen at a certain point. Like, some lineups are better when you kind of know this is where the ball is going to go. And we talked about it, like, when Tyler got hurt, like, where is the usage going to go for this team? Well, it all went to Jimmy. Like, Jimmy just took the usage. Like, he went from, and it's been less the past couple games, but at a certain point, he had gone from 24% usage rate in the regular season to over 33% in the playoffs. Most of that he took was Tyler's. It was, yeah, Tyler not being there anymore. And we also saw that Spoelstra kind of recognized this during the season and tried to get the Tyler out there without Jimmy and with Bam more often, where there is definitely a comfort level. I do want to mention this. Finn for Life says, sorry if this was asked, is Kevin Love okay after last night? Saw him after the game last night, did not speak media, but he was joking around. He was actually joking around with Chris Riley, Bat's wife, after the game in the tunnel. And he had a stim device on his calf.
I heard he could have returned if they needed him.
If they needed him. He seemed fine. And I will say, because I don't usually do the overhearing thing, but I was walking by, but he was essentially telling people he was fine. So I think he's going to be fine. So we did put that on Off the Floor First last night. So if you're subscribed, you found that out at about midnight. But I just, the thing about this is, it was, again, it was unfair in a characterization towards Tyler, okay? Because he had a very good season, okay? And there's also this perception of Tyler, and maybe we play into this also, that because he kind of lives a more sort of public lifestyle than a lot of other guys, he puts a lot of his stuff on IG, and he seems to be living the good life for a 23-year-old and all the rest of that, which more power to him on that, that somehow he doesn't care about the work and about basketball. And that is just not true at all.
So wrong.
It's just not wrong. I mean, he's a total gym rat when it comes to these things. He still is, okay, even after the contract. So, again, I want to be fair to him in that regard. But at the same time, I go back to – and maybe we'll have Stan Van Gundy on the podcast to talk about this, okay? But I go back to Orlando Finals against the Lakers.
That's a great parallel.
And I go back to Jameer Nelson,
who
Stan loved, okay? And it's funny about Jameer Nelson. The backstory on that is what I had heard when the Heat could have drafted Jameer Nelson but took Darrell Wright – part of it was because they thought they were going younger. It was before they got Shaq, right? So Darrell Wright was the higher upside prospect, or so they thought. Pat loved him, all the rest, and then they passed on Jameer, who would have been perfect for the team that they ended up building, which he was a 4-year college player, right, from St. Joe's, who was totally ready to play in big games from the minute he came into the NBA. Had that kind of Heat toughness and all that kind of stuff. They weren't going to have to send him to the G League like they did with Darrell for a period of time. But they made the trade for Shaq, not knowing they were going to, before they didn't know they were going to make the trade for Shaq because the draft was first and the whole thing got screwed up. But what I was told at the time was the guy who really didn't like Jameer out of the draft was Stan. he thought he was too small. But then he ended up coaching him in Orlando and became one of Stan's favorite all-time players. But Stan made a mistake. I think he would readily admit that when he had that team with Orlando that, you know, Dwight Howard was wrecking people. And he had Rashard and he had Hedo Turkoglu and they went to the finals and he tried to force feed Jameer back into the lineup in rotation when Rafer Alston.
That's just what I was going to say. Skip
had been playing really well as the starter, and it threw the whole thing off, in part because whenever a guy has been starting playing heavy minutes and then his minutes are cut, there's going to be a little bit of tension there. But beyond that, okay, it's just that Jameer wasn't really ready to contribute at that point when he came back. And I think it's a big reason that they lost the series against the Lakers, because I think that was a winnable series and maybe Dwight has a championship then. So you've got to be careful with this stuff. You start to bring a guy back. You know, everybody jokes about Bill Simmons' Ewing theory, right, which is his idea. You take a player out. Sometimes it's better for the team. You take a star out. Well, even go back to 99, okay? Even you go back to 99, if you remember that, the Knicks went on a run, which included beating the Heat in the first round, right, as an 8 seed versus a 1 seed, which we keep referencing. But they did it in large part that run without Patrick.
Yep.
But then
beat Indiana without him.
But then they tried to put him back in, and there was a, you know, Camby had established himself as kind of their primary big. They were playing a different way. They were running up and down the floor a lot more. Patrick was a high usage player. Tyler's a high usage player. He's not Patrick Ewing, but he's a high usage player. So it's more difficult to bring in a high usage player who you had built a lot of your offense around and then say, hey, just get what you get. Play off of other people. It's different to ask that of Duncan Robinson. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, even though I know they built a lot of their offense around Duncan before, but it's been a long time, right? And so here, that's the other thing to this. And that's why I'm coming around. I pulled this morning. I said, what do you do? Do you start him? That's at like 3% right now. Heat fans don't want that. Then there's, okay, you give him a big bench role to start with. I think it could get there, but I don't think that's – and then it's, okay, you work him on in off the bench. That's what I would do. And then there's the fourth option, which you don't play him at all. I think it's 3, right?
Agree. Listen, the Heat have played great teams, and if they close out Boston, knock on wood, they will have knocked out Milwaukee and Boston, which were – conceptually in the same tier as Denver all year. Right. Denver has a lot of horses. They got a lot of good guards. you need every bullet that you have in the chamber, you know what I mean? Or however you want to make that reference. I think Tyler Herro has a role. He could absolutely help add scoring punch off the bench. If he's shooting well, he can even be some level of just like a spacer in certain situations. It's different for Tyler, but I think him coming off the bench and them kind of ramping him up slowly is the move. Anything else, I think you risk messing with something really great that's working great. Here's one other thing, Ethan, that I think we should acknowledge. If the Heat were to start a series against Denver and in game one look completely overmatched, mm-hmm. I think another thing that Spoelstra now has right. is another card that he can lean into that they don't know what the results of it will be. And I would trust Spoelstra to figure out something that would work. So I think also kind of feeling out the series may have something to do with how they handle Tyler also.
And the other thing is that it is a little bit matchup dependent here in the sense that, you know, you mentioned Denver's got some good guards, but they got one really good guard in particular. It seems like all the good guards in the league are from one school at this point, another Kentucky guy.
He's so good.
Who's playing an extreme, maybe he's a top five underrated player in the league to me, particularly this time of year, and Jamal Murray. And you have to be careful that your guy's not hunted. That's the thing. And you know, Max has been physical enough that he has not been hunted. And that's been a real positive here. And the other thing is, and this is the last part of this before we go, I just want to mention this. Duncan Robinson has given him something right now. And Duncan's the guy whose minutes would probably go away. When Tyler comes back, because if you look at the rest of it, I mean, look, Gabe's playing a ton of minutes, but you don't really, him and Lowry are going to get their share. What you will probably see less of is the Lowry-Vincent lineups. You probably see less of that combination, which has been pretty good. Again, Denver's matchups are different. Their backcourt, you know, again, they play Brown and KCP, as kind of swing wings, okay, both of whom defend, both of whom could. I love Bruce Brown, too. I honestly, and this is going to irritate Heat fans, I really like Denver's team. Like, I like all of it. I like their coach. I like.
Except Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, I have some political reasons for that. Yeah. But I really like their team. I like the construction of the team. I like what they did. I know the Jokic thing with Markieff Morris isn't even on team anymore for a couple of years. It's going to be hard to hate the Nuggets. I think they're a great story. I think they've been overlooked the whole year. They've been the best team in the West. They deserve more roses than they've gotten. And so this is different than the Boston situation, okay, or even Milwaukee or New York. But just to close here, I do want to say this before we go, because I tweeted this today. Duncan Robinson deserves enormous credit. It is to do what he's doing right now, just as a human being, is really hard. You've been told the entire year you're not worth the money you've been paid. You're an enormous mistake for the organization. We can't wait until you're traded. I'm not saying
worst contract in the league.
Worst contract in the league. Again, this is not team stuff. This is fan stuff, but he hears it. He knows what it is. He's getting inconsistent minutes. He gets no respect from the officials at all. So he's like, he's out there and he's gone. And right now he is running circles around the Boston Celtics. And it's
Jaylen Brown in particular.
And it's not just running circles around the perimeter. The cuts, the movement without the ball to the basket, and just the release valve that he's given them. And honestly, his defense has not been bad. They've hit him a little bit in the zone, but it's not. I just think he deserves. We've talked a lot about Kyle redeeming himself. Duncan is, and to stay ready is different. James Jones used to get a lot of credit from this, and much deserved. Okay, from Spoelstra knows staying ready and all the rest of this stuff when he wouldn't play for a long time, and then he'd come out and have five threes and all this. But Duncan's doing it in the Eastern Conference Finals, and nobody was sitting there saying James Jones was a mistake. Jones was a terrible contract. He was getting paid a pretty meager sum. He was brought back on the minimum.
Oh, yeah, that's – you're right. You're right, yeah.
He was being – he got one contract, and then it was just minimum deals for JJ. This is different. Like, what Duncan is doing deserves enormous credit. Now, different conversation in the offseason, trading the contract and all that stuff. But, he's come through in the fourth, too. Like, he went into yesterday with 12 of 26 from three in the fourth quarter.
He's not a negative asset.
No. Their teams are going to look at that, and they're going to be like, we can actually find a role for this guy. Conversation going forward, but the fact that Kyle and Duncan have rehabbed a lot of their value during this playoff run is a good thing for the organization. going forward. All right, thanks to Greg for joining. Thanks to Manny Chang for producing. We try not to go too long on these opening episodes. AllBroConstructionBuilders.com, UBreakWheelFix.com. We'll have plenty of content on the channel during the day. People ask, how do you support us? Okay, a couple different ways. Like us on the channel, obviously. Subscribe, tell people. Subscribe to Off the Floor. It's free for the first week. It's $3.05 per month after that, $30 for the year. And then also go to Prize Picks. Throw in some money, get some free money, use the code 5, F-I-V-E. That is our primary driver here at the 5 Reasons Sports Network. So you want us to be around here a long time? You want to make some money? Go to prizepicks.com. Just do not listen to me when I say Bam's going to go over 3 points in the first 6 minutes because he only got 2. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.